Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Michelle in the morning.
And by the way, today is National Cheeseburger Day, so celebrate by getting a cheeseburger from somewhere local here in the Mid-South would be a great way to celebrate.
I had no idea that it was National Cheeseburger Day. And Michelle, remember when I was making cheeseburgers a lot over like probably a few months ago?
I do.
I haven't made a cheeseburger in probably like 6 weeks. So
you could do that too.
I know. I'm on my way home from work today. I'm going to stop and get me some ground beef from the store. Hopefully ground beef is available because it's been on shortage for a while. But I am going to make me a homemade cheeseburger today for lunch. That is my goal.
I haven't had any issues finding ground beef.
Oh, it was a shortage for a while where you couldn't find ground beef. Ground beef has definitely gone up in cost. But anyway, let's talk about National Cheeseburger Day.
Well, I have some fun facts for National Cheeseburger Day. Some I did not know, so I wanted to pass it along. First and foremost, Jimmy Buffett's song, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
It was actually inspired by actual meat. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
He had been forced to eat canned food and peanut butter while stuck on a boat in the Caribbean. And when he eventually made it to land, he headed to a restaurant. And the first thing he did was order a cheeseburger.
That's funny you say that he was eating peanut butter because you can put peanut butter on a burger.
Well, ew, gross. Not the idea of that together, but...
No, you've never had a peanut butter burger before?
You do this to me all the time.
That's
Think
right.
about what you're asking
yes,
me.
Michelle has peanut allergies, so she can't have peanut butter.
Thank you.
But a peanut butter burger is a thing, though, and it tastes kind of good, actually. It's different, but it's good.
Well, he just wanted the cheeseburger, but that's how Cheeseburger in Paradise was formed. Also, we have strong opinions on where the cheese should go on a burger. The vast majority of people think that cheese slices belong on top of the burger patty, but there are people... that actually, do you remember this? It was like a thing a few years ago. Lost their mind when there was a cheeseburger emoji introduced by Google that featured the cheese below the patty. And everyone was like, Google, are you kidding me? Nobody puts their cheese below the patty.
Well, the thing is, as long as the cheese is melted somewhere on the patty.
No.
But yeah, I mean, but typically I put my cheese on the top. I usually do a sharp cheddar and Havarti.
Hold on. Don't get into cheese yet.
Okay.
Don't get into actual cheese yet. You're jumping the gun.
Okay, but yeah, but I
You're
like
getting
to,
too excited.
I like to melt my cheese on top, preferably.
Yes, well, because it gets soggy on the bottom. But anyway, yeah, Google changed it a month later. Now we're getting into cheese, Ryan. You said you like a sharp cheddar or a Havarti.
Yeah, I like a combo of both, actually.
Well, turns out the top preference, American cheese, cheddar coming in at second place.
Yeah, I mean, I like American cheese, but I feel like if I'm going to do a cheeseburger, that sharp cheddar just gives it a little bit of an extra punch or a bite.
I will say it was close. 66% for American cheese, 65% for cheddar. Third place at 43%, Swiss. And ew, I need to talk to any single person that wrote Swiss because, yuck, it's the one cheese I just don't get.
You don't like Swiss cheese?
Yeah, no thank you.
I love Swiss cheese.
And last but not least, your final fact for National Cheeseburger Day. It might have been invented in California where a guy burned a burger and to hide the burn, he covered it with cheese.
I've done that before. When I burn a burger, I put extra cheese on it. I'm like, okay, I'll just cover up the burn with the extra cheese.
Nobody needs to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.